Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is a Friday. Glad to have you. Going to be a hot one. As you just heard over the weekend, we'll see heat indexes well over 100. Sitting in for Jamie Monticelli today, a guy who is makes the heat index rise. Rod Babcock is
That's
here.
That's right.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just kick back enjoying life. Happy to be here.
Let's see here. You've got four on the air with me.
Right.
And then four on the air with Dana and Parks. And then three with Weir.
With Jonathan Weir.
So you got 11 hours of K-Rod today.
That's right.
All the Rod Babcock fans, today is your day.
It's KMBZ, news, traffic, and Rod.
We are waiting for some big news to break in the Michelle Carter trial. And if you're unaware of that trial, we've talked about it a lot, actually, on this show. She is now 20 years old, but at 17, she was dating a boy named Conrad, who is 18. He suffered from depression, and she sent text message after text message telling him, if you're depressed, you might as well kill yourself. Well, what he wound up doing.
What a lovely gal. She's so nice.
He took a generator, attached a hose to it, stuck it inside his car window, and took his own life in a Kmart parking lot in Massachusetts. The question is, and has been, as this is a verdict we're expecting to come down. It was supposed to come down at 10. Obviously, the court system, we're going to wait and see. But we're going to find out if it's involuntary manslaughter or wherever this charge can go. Because the question, Rod, is can you be charged with, you know, killing someone if you're not even there?
Right. And that was the whole question before, is what she did was awful. And we all hate her for it, but where was the crime? What did she actually do wrong? Mm-hmm. I mean, other than, you know, just sending text saying you should do this, but that, you know, if you sent somebody text after text saying you should totally rob a 7-Eleven, you should totally rob a 7-Eleven.
You still have to rob the 7-Eleven.
Right. If they rob the 7-Eleven, it's not really your fault, you know? So it's one of those things. I think she's awful. I think she deserves, a beating or something. You know what I mean? A smack.
Some kind of punishment.
But is there really a crime? And that's what I'm dying to hear what the courts decide.
And this is one of those where it's not a jury case. She chose to have her case told, fought in front of a judge. So the judge heard both sides. Final arguments were, I think, Wednesday afternoon. The judge has been deliberating for a couple of days now. And if you want to watch it, by the way, the announcement will be made on our Facebook page. Check it out, facebook.com/981KMBZ. But we are waiting for that. While we're waiting for that, there's also, of course, the Bill Cosby trial going on, which has been deliberating now for, I think we're on day five of deliberations.
Well,
and
I think they're all having pudding pops.
I'm
waiting to decide.
I don't believe that is what they're doing. I could be wrong,
okay.
But I do not believe that's what they're doing.
I heard that Bill Cosby made the jury some punch.
Okay,
right,
yeah.
Before they went in, and they haven't been heard from since.
They're all napping. Here's ABC's Lindsay Davis. And she was asked on ABC today. What happens if there is another deadlocked jury, another day where they can't come up with a verdict today in the Cosby case?
If the jury comes back again and tells the judge that they're deadlocked, at that point it really is at the judge's discretion to determine if he's going to say that this is a mistrial. If he does, at that point Bill Cosby would walk out of this courthouse a free man, and then it would be up to the district attorney's office to determine if they're going to try him again.
So basically we have to wait and see what the judge decides. If he calls mistrial, then Cosby can go be Cosby again for the rest of his life. I think he's 79 years old.
So that's it. Like, if they say, you know,
hung jury, mistrial.
Mistrial, he's done. He can't be retried.
He can be retried.
Can he?
The DA will decide if they want to retry him. But this case right here, after all of this, they'll just basically go back to square one. They'll have to find new jurors. The jury selection process actually took a lot longer than the actual trial in front of the jury. So it'll be tough to find. I can't believe we can find 12 people in this country, and maybe it's a younger jury and didn't grow up watching The Cosby Show and didn't know Bill Cosby then, but I can't believe you can't find I can't believe you can find 12 people who are looking at that guy and saying, but that was America's dad.
Yeah, they don't already have an opinion. That's something that's always bugged me about the, you know, you get tried by a jury of your peers. Well, no, they're not my peers. They're 12 people that couldn't get out of jury duty. And right. In a case like this, there are 12 people that were living under a rock that don't know about this case and don't already have an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't be on that jury.
Could you have been on the OJ jury? Everybody knew what allegedly happened. How are you supposed to be able to sit in that jury and not know and have an opinion?
I don't understand that stuff. But I don't understand in court when the guy stands up and says, yeah, I killed her, and I'll kill her again. And they go, you know what, jury, we would like you to strike that.
Strike that from the record.
I can't strike that from the record. I heard it.
It's like when they take down banners for college football teams
or
basketball teams. Like, you took down the banner. Well, they didn't win the championship, did they? They must not have won because the banner is now gone.
The banner's gone.
Don't worry. The banner is gone.
I really don't. And the Cosby thing, I was a serious holdout. I mean,
you didn't want to believe it.
Fan of Cosby, loved that man, and I still his old. You know, Bill Cosby himself is one of the greatest comedy albums of all time.
Yeah,
it's so good, and he was, you know, he was Heathcliff Huxtable. I wanted this. You know, this guy was my hero.
It's Fat
wanted
Albert.
This to be crap. You know. And as people were coming out, I'm like, oh, it's crap. They know that's not. And then after like the 27th person, I'm like, okay, maybe there might be something to this.
Yeah.
And then when I heard him say on tape, she was unconscious. I gave her a pill and I fondled her a little.
She needed to be relaxed. So I relaxed her.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like,
what would Claire Huxtable say about this, Heathcliff? I know Rudy's by your side, but what would Claire say? What the question is, where is Malcolm Jamal Warner? That's the real question. Where's Theo?
Smart enough to keep his mouth shut,
yes.
I guess.
So I have a question about this
yes,
trial.
Yes, Travis.
And it kind of amazes me. So Dukes of Hazzard was taken off because people were kind of offended by the flag on the car. But why is The Cosby Show still airing on TV?
Is it still on?
Yes. I came home yesterday. It's on TV Wonderland. That's 1NE Land.
Yeah.
And it was a marathon going on. And it's going on again today.
Interesting.
Because that's smart to get people to watch.
That show would be taken off.
That's smart to get people to watch.
That is true. I wonder if they come back and say, you know what, we agree now, he's totally guilty. Will we still see reruns of The Cosby Show, or is it gone now? Or after that, is it obviously it's not gone now?
I would assume it's still going to be on Nick, right? Like, or whatever channel Travis just mentioned. I would think, because I can't imagine. I mean, would you pull it? If you were a network exec,
I think if I was a network exec, I would definitely be. It would be smart to be having it on right now, like you said, a marathon on, because you know people are going to want to watch it. But yeah, if he's guilty, I don't know that I'd still show it.
Is there anything as such a thing as bad publicity? Is there such
there
a thing?
I say there doesn't seem to be. There's a ton of cases where you can say, look, obviously there's no such thing as bad publicity, but at the same time...
We're talking about rape.
Exactly.
Like, is rape bad publicity?
Rob Lowe was busted on film having sex with an underage girl.
Yeah.
and he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, people love Rob Lowe.
Is decapitating the president for a picture, is that good publicity? Is that bad publicity for Kathy Griffin?
Doesn't seem to be, but we'll see.
We'll find out in the next year or two what happens to her career.
I mean, what happened to the dude from Seinfeld? I mean, he's just gone.
Kramer.
Kramer.
I don't think he's...
I don't know the man's real name, but he's just gone.
What is Kramer's real name?
I'd have to look it
Michael,
up.
Isn't it Michael? God, I was never a huge Kramer Seinfeld fan.
So I never was either.
And everybody in their car is going to text in. We know 22980 the text line. I'm sure you'll get it. But
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards. I had the first name right.
Yeah,
it's mine. Yeah. So I should get that one.
Mike Dix.
Also, we're waiting on more. As we're waiting on the Cosby trial, the Michelle Carter trial. These have been stories that have been going on for a week or two now, and we're just finally going to get some answers. People in London want some answers because now we find out that the death toll is now risen to 30. We'll probably get even higher. ABC's Molly Hunter.
Sorrow has turned to anger over that tower block fire here in London. That investigation ongoing about what caused that rapid blaze just 2 days ago. Police have said that death toll will significantly rise and dozens still remain in the hospital. Politicians are visiting the scene getting heckled because residents there just want answers. Molly Hunter, ABC News, London.
And that's the scariest story of the, or one of the scary stories of the week, I guess. I mean, this feels like it's been a really heavy week.
A little.
You got the shooting down south. You've got the Cosby trial. You got the Michelle Carter trial. You got this story, the horrendous fire in London. I mean, this has been a heavy damn week.
Well, yeah. The thing in D.C., there was a workplace shooting in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the UPS shooting. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
It's been a bad Hollywood. It's been a Michael Bay film this week. That's what it is. It's a Michael Bay film. More explosions.
Middle June 2017. A Michael Bay film coming to a theater near you. Oh, and by the way, one other headline to get to before we start talking about Jeremy Macklin. And we're somehow going to tie Jeremy Macklin to the movie Office Space. Just stick with us on that.
Okay.
Russia claims to have killed the leader of ISIS. This actually came out earlier today, and to set this up for you, this is ABC's Brian Ross.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's brutal reign only began 3 years ago, but in that time, as the founder of ISIS, he became the face of evil to the civilized world. Baghdadi had been a prime target of U.S. forces, and he has been reported dead many times before, only to reappear. The Russians claim one of their airstrikes last month near the city of Raqqa targeted a meeting of top ISIS leaders and that some 300 of them were killed.
Now, nobody can confirm anything. And like ABC's Brian Ross just said there, this guy's been, people have claimed to have killed this guy a bunch of times and he keeps popping back up. I will bet you, if this is true and the Russians did get him, and as happy as we should be that the leaders of ISIS are off this planet, do you think there's some people out there that are like, man, I wish we could have got him, not those damn Russians. Yeah, you know what I mean? Don't you feel like there's some people out there?
I'm sure there is. I'm gonna make a note in my phone to send Putin a thank you
card. Exactly.
For taking care of that guy.
I'm sure there's some people that are upset that America didn't get him.
It's not like Russia hasn't lied before. You know what I mean? I mean, there's tons of stuff out there. Russia's like, yeah, we totally took care of that. It's like, no, you didn't.
When you think of the most honest countries, Russia doesn't top the list?
No.
All right.
No.
You can read about
all a little bit.
All those stories are on our Facebook page right now. Michelle Carter, Bill Cosby, Russia, London, all that stuff going on right now. We can update you that Steve Scalise, the House Majority Whip, is improving but in critical condition. Coming up next, Jeremy Macklin was released by the Kansas City Chiefs. How did he find out? In one of the most inopportune ways, one of the rudest ways to find out you've gotten fired. And you'll hear about it coming up next. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Rod Babcock in for Jamie Monticelli right here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli is out phone banking for Kamala Harris all weekend and her bid towards the White House in 2020. We've got Rod Babcock in studio today.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod, coming up later on, I'm going to get you your early thoughts on the new Nickelback album that's coming out next week.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Did you pre-order already?
Totally.
Nickelback's playing Starlight.
Yeah.
That is...
Oh, and they'll pack it.
Will they?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan. But they have fans.
They've got a ton of them.
And it amazes me. Jonathan and I, you know, on 6 to 9 here on KMZ.
Tonight, yeah.
Jonathan and I will talk about it once in a while. And we'll get flooded with texts going, man, I love Nickelback. What's the problem?
You just know every song. Everybody knows every Nickelback
song.
Well,
and it's just...
I use your joke every time, by the way.
What?
The beer commercial joke.
And that is honest to God true.
I use it all the time, but I credit you when I use it.
I was driving down the road. The first time I heard that song, I was like, this is a long beer commercial.
Look at this photograph.
Yeah, it just kept going. I'm like, nope, not a beer commercial.
No, it's a Nickelback song.
It's a Nickelback song.
Also, later on, we're going to play a fun game next hour at 11:35. You, me, and Travis are going to play a game called Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah.
I've seen it on Fallon's show before. I've seen it on Reddit. I think you said you found it
somewhere. I found it on The Chive, which is like Reddit for people that don't like to read. Like, if you're just like, I just want to look at some pretty pictures, go to The Chive. It's fantastic.
We are going to do that coming up at 11:35. And today, in honor of Rod Babcock being here, it's like Rod Babcock Appreciation Day. We're going to let you ask Rod anything. Instead of ask us anything, if you want to throw something my way, it's fine. We do it every week. We're going to let you ask Rod anything. And I'm pretty sure you won't have any limitations.
No, I don't care. Throw it at me. I'll tell you right now, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
We'll do that at 12:35. We do have breaking news. This just came down. In the story of Michelle Carter, she was the 20-year-old who was accused of urging her then-boyfriend to commit suicide 3 years ago. This just came down from ABC. She has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter by a Massachusetts judge. Carter broke down crying in court, putting her head in her hands before Judge Lawrence Moniz announced the verdict.
Did anyone stand up and say, shut up?
No, I don't think so. I do not believe so.
They should have.
Of course, Conrad Roy was 18 when he died of carbon monoxide poisoning after locking himself in his truck. The prosecution claimed that Ms. Carter, then 17, was reckless and caused his death by telling Roy to get back in the car, even though they say he didn't want to die. But during the trial, Carter maintained her innocence. Conrad Roy was on the path to take his own life for years, her lawyers argued. So, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, but...
Is that right to you?
No. I don't know. And just because someone, you know... Well, he was standing on the edge of the pool for like 20 minutes. I just pushed him in.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a defense, man. You did that.
You pushed him in. He's all wet.
Yeah, the guy may have been depressed and may have been on this path, but not only did you continually say to him, you need to kill yourself, you should kill yourself. When he called you, you were like, get back in the car.
Over and over again.
Yeah, that's horrible. So I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't know. I was very torn by this. Like I said, I think she's a terrible person and she deserves some sort of punishment. But did she really break a law? I guess involuntary manslaughter is all you could get. It's like somebody driving home drunk and causing an accident. It's involuntary manslaughter. I mean, isn't that pretty much the same
charge? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would think. I don't know. Okay, now Massachusetts sentencing, and I don't know what her penalty is going to be, but in Massachusetts, there are 9 levels of Massachusetts sentencing when it comes to this thing. I'm trying to find involuntary manslaughter is level
like
6.
7 levels of hell?
I've never been to Massachusetts before, but 40 to 60 months, it's looking somewhere around there. So we'll find out what her time in jail will be.
I've never been to Mass either, but I know.
Really? You're not a man of the cloth?
No.
I've never
been there either.
Something strange too, by the way, after the kid killed himself, the Boston Globe reports that she sent out 80 text messages to him after he died. Including, I read this thing online about trying to agree with the person and that would make them change their mind, because they see how stupid they're being, but it didn't work for you, and I did it for too long. She read
was
somewhere.
Was that CYA?
I don't know.
I'm serious. I wonder if she...
I don't know.
If she, you know, the realization that she basically helped kill this guy, she was probably going to get in trouble, came to her, and she started sending all these, oh, sorry, trying to explain herself.
This one was 8 days after he killed himself.
8 days
after he killed himself. She also wrote, you probably thought I was okay with it, and you talked about being in heaven and being my angel, and at the time I went along with it because I knew you weren't going to do anything, but you bleeping did it, and I'm so sorry I didn't save you. That was 8 days after.
Yeah, that sounds like CYA to me.
She needs some serious mental help.
Yeah, I think
she does.
I think she definitely needs a psychiatric evaluation for sure.
You can read all about this story on our Facebook page and on Twitter. Wanted to lighten some things up here on a Friday. We'll get, like I said, we'll do two truths and a lie. You can ask about anything. We got First World Fridays coming your way at 1 o'clock. But you're a Chiefs fan, right?
Yeah.
We got a lot of Chiefs fans listening to us, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of fans of Jeremy Maclin. I know he had about kind of a down year, may not have lived up to that big contract, but people like Jeremy Maclin, right?
Yeah.
Wide receiver, caught some touchdowns. Well, Jeremy Maclin was released earlier this week. He was cut by the Kansas City Chiefs. And the way it went down may make some people uncomfortable. He was on with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. And they were. This interview is awkward for two reasons. One, there's a delay because they're on Skype.
Yeah.
So it's two guys on Skype. And then the other reason this is kind of weird is because Jeremy Maclin's not much of a talker. Like, he's not a loquacious kind of guy. So listen to how he got released in this really awkward 45-second moment of this 3-minute interview between Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk and the Chiefs' former wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin.
And I want to take you back to two Fridays ago. I know exactly where I was sitting when I got the notice that the Chiefs had made the move. It shocked me. Scale of 1 to 10, how big of a surprise was it for you?
11.
How did you find out?
Through a voicemail.
From who?
John Dorsey.
And what was your reaction when you found out via voicemail?
You know, I was upset. You know, I was shocked. You know, apparently they had been trying to trade me for 2 or 3 months.
So he was let go via voicemail. This is a guy who makes his living catching the football for an NFL franchise. He's an 8 or 9 year vet, and he was released via voicemail. Like, I want to know what that voicemail said. Hey, Jeremy, just so you know, you're cut. Call me when you get this. John. Was that the voicemail? Is that how it went?
Hey, I don't know if you have any plans to come in for workouts, but don't.
Don't, because we tried to trade you, but we couldn't. Oh, by the way, it's John. And then hang up.
So that's rough, man.
So the question is, what is the worst thing you've ever done via voicemail or text? And what is the worst thing that's ever happened to you via voicemail or text? 576-7798, 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your texts, your Facebook hits and tweets as well.
And I want to take you back to two Fridays ago. I know exactly where I was sitting when I got the notice that the Chiefs had made the move. It shocked me. Scale of 1 to 10, how big of a surprise was it for you?
11.
How did you find out?
Through a voicemail.
From who?
John Dorsey.
Ooh, awkward. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie's off. Babcock is here today.
He almost sounded like he didn't want to admit that he found out through a voicemail.
Right?
He's like,
voicemail.
Through a voicemail.
From who? The general manager. That was Jeremy Maclin, formerly of the Chiefs. Now, I believe, with the Baltimore Ravens. Is that right? Travis, is that right? Did Maclin sign on with the Ravens? Is that right?
Yep, for the Ravens.
So he was alerted of his firing, basically, via text. Or via voicemail. What is the best thing that you have ever had done to you via voicemail or text? The worst thing as well.
My problem is I don't check the voicemail.
That's a problem.
Because there very well could be a message on there right now that says I was fired.
Alan wanted me to tell you to check your voicemail. New boss wanted me to tell you to check your voicemail.
You need to be checking your voicemail.
God just keeps coming into work. We don't know why.
Nobody has the nerve to tell him no. No, I don't. I've never had anything like that. I mean, I personally, you know, if I need to tell somebody something ugly, you know, man up and have the decency to do it to their face,
or at least call them on the phone.
Right.
Like if you live in Seattle and I live in Boston, you know, I don't think I've had anything horrendous that I can think of, other than like, you know, blood test results. Like, you have something that's low. Nothing bad.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean?
Doctor. And most of the doctor ones are you need to call us.
It's right.
Like, oh, God, why?
Why? It's never like, because we're refunding you your money and you want $1 million. No, it's never that.
No. So here's, speaking of blood tests, this is an awesome text. A girl I was seeing gave me a text or sent me a text saying she gave me an STD.
Via text message, you do that?
She wouldn't answer when I called back.
Oh, that's strange. That's so weird. Dear
Steve. That's a lovely text.
Well, you guys are lucky.
What's that? What happened, Travis?
So this was obviously with the when phones, you could hear the voicemail out loud. So I'm at home and I'm waking up on my birthday and I get a call from my girlfriend at the time.
No.
I'm asleep. She leaves a voicemail and this is on the house phone.
Like, yeah, this is like the voice, the actual recording machine.
Exactly. Well, she called to say, hey, Travis, want to tell you happy birthday, but things aren't working out. And yes, I am breaking up with you. I'm sorry.
On your birthday?
On a message?
And I'm still asleep at this time. Let me remind you, I'm still asleep.
Okay.
My mom wakes me up. Happy birthday. Oh, you got an interesting phone call, by the way.
Oh, no. So this is like an answering machine.
Yes, answering machine.
Oh, gosh.
So my mom heard the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And then wakes me up and says, yeah, you might want to call Brittany back.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't answer the phone, and I had a terrible birthday.
Oh, what birthday number was that?
I just turned 16 and just got my license.
Okay, so that was like last week. Gotcha. 576-7798. Do you have a story? Jeremy Macklin got released via voicemail.
Somebody on the text said they found out their dad was dead via voicemail.
That's never good.
That's harsh, man.
Text in 22980. Let's go to Susan in Overland Park. Susan, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Susan, what happened to you via voicemail?
My husband told me he was leaving me, actually via text.
Is that worse? Is text message worse than voicemail?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just...
He was so cowardly, I didn't even get to hear his voice say he was doing it. He just texted me.
Oh, okay, so he shoots you the text, and then does he just ditch town, or is that when the papers start getting drawn? Like, how? Like, what is that step one, or is that step 20 in the breakup?
No, what happened was I was actually traveling, and I was getting on a plane to come back.
Oh, no.
And he was traveling at the same time. And so he wasn't that smart, though, because then he left me alone with all of the documents and his computer and everything in the house.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. You deserve better than that, Susan. You deserve better than that. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Wow, that's harsh.
17 years, and you get a Dear John text.
A text. And it is. It's even... If you could be more cold than a voicemail, it's a text. Because, yeah, you can't... Is that a joke? There's no sarcasm font.
That's something that, by the way, is missing from text messaging and Twitter and Facebook is a sarcasm font.
Oh, there should be.
Because we'll get you know how it is. We'll get text. And by the way, line's open for you. What's the worst thing you've ever done, admitted that you have done over text or had done to you? 576-7798. See if you can top Susan's. But I mean, we'll get text on the text line at 22980. And I'll read them as fact.
Right.
Right? And someone will say something mean or something about, you know, a caller or one of the topics. Or whatever. And I'm like, really, you feel that way? And they'll text back and they'll say, that was sarcasm. Well, we can't see that. Like, right. Imagine when you get a text message that says, I hate you. Just kidding. But you don't know it. You don't know it unless I put that on there.
No, and that is something that's always bugged me. I do the same thing. I'll read stuff at night, and I'll tell Jonathan, you know, man, this guy said this. And Jonathan will be like, I think they're kidding, dude. Like, think about it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but you never know. Yeah,
I guess so, maybe.
You just never know, though. Because, I mean, there's no Facebook, or there's no sarcasm text or font or whatever.
Here's a good one. I got a text from my girlfriend telling me she was pregnant. And it wasn't mine.
Oh, my gosh. That is awful. That's terrible.
A lot of people saying they broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend through a text or through a voicemail, which seems heartless. This stuff happens all the time. I accidentally texted my boss instead of my wife and told him to have the kids asleep when I got home.
Okay.
So we could get nasty.
That's funny. The misguided text.
Yeah. We get those here sometimes.
They're great when they come from, like, The Rock. Or somebody said last week, you owe me a donkey.
Okay.
Or no, it says go buy a goat is what it said. And we had, that's all the text said. And then, and I had to bite. I was like, why did we get a text that's told me and Jamie to go buy a goat? And apparently somebody's brother had driven over one of their goats and they owed them a goat or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm a city boy, Rod. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, I'm not. I think if you get married in the South, you have to give the father a goat, I think, is part of the rules.
That's the ritual.
I think it is.
576-7798. Here's a tweet. This is from Daltana on Twitter. And he writes at KMBZ Radio, "The first woman I wanted to propose to broke up with me via email. She found herself a girlfriend."
Well. Okay.
All right.
So is that a good thing? Like, are you...
Rank these for me.
Okay, well, this is what I'm curious about. If you're with someone and you make them go gay, is that something to brag about or to be ashamed of? Like, were you so good that they're like, I can't have another man. I'm just going to have to go to women because it'll never be this good. Or is it like, oh, my God, that was awful. You've ruined men for me. Like, I can never look at another man naked again.
Before me, Lee had several boyfriends, three of them that are now gay. Okay. So I don't know how she feels about that.
Yeah, see, I don't know how I would feel about that. I've never experienced that. I don't know if I would be like, wow, I was so good.
Or man, like, I drove them crazy, and they're never going to want to put up with another woman ever again.
Yeah.
Rank these for me. That works. What's worse, voicemail, text, or email?
Oh, that's a good one.
What's the worst on that?
I think
that?
The worst on that would be, nowadays, would be an email.
Right. Is that the, okay, to find out, let's say that you were fired here from KMBZ. What's the one way you wouldn't want to get let know? I mean, granted, you're not going to check your voicemail anyway.
Right. I wouldn't get the voicemail. So I guess an email would be
the best way.
Of those three, probably, because it could be official.
And I probably wouldn't get the email till I sat down in front of a computer. Yeah, I get the email notifications on my phone, but generally, right. I don't want to know what's going on with work.
What would be bad for that is the only time I check my work email is at work. So I would come here, pull up my work email, and go, well, I guess I didn't have to get up this morning.
I can't log in. I don't know.
I looked into it more deeply, and I found that apparently what happened is that he was laid off 5 years ago, and no one ever told him about it. But through some kind of glitch in the payroll department, he still gets a paycheck.
So we just went ahead and fixed the glitch. Mm.
Great.
So Milton has been let go.
Well, just a second there, Professor. We fixed the glitch. So he won't be receiving a paycheck anymore, so it'll just work itself out naturally.
That's what's going to happen to you, Rod. You're just going to keep coming to work, keep getting the job done, and they're just not going to pay you because of the glitch.
I think that already happened.
Let's talk to Mike and KCK. Mike, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Wanted to tell you what happened to me back in 1978.
Whoa.
This is going way back.
Yeah.
But it left an indelible mark on my body and mind, spirit, everything else. I was at a bank, and I was at a. I worked for the bank, and when I went in to use my ATM card, it ate my ATM card. And I said, "What? I got money in the bank." So I walked over to the bank, and they told me. I told them what happened. They turned around and said, "Well, you need to go downtown." And I says, "Why? I just need another card. You need to go downtown." Okay. Went downtown, talked to the guy. He says, "Yeah, we're letting you go."
What?
What? Wait, what about my ATM card? Why'd you eat my ATM card? Well, that's what we do when we get rid of people.
Wow.
Really? You put the cart before the horse, I think.
No. Mike, thanks for the phone call, man. 576-7798. We'll get to Joanne, and we'll also get to JT. Oh, JT. JT's got a depressing story to get to. Also, you can jump in 576-7798. Rod Babcock in for Jamie Monticelli here on Midday on 98.1 KMBZ. KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wicked. Hey, tomorrow... if you're out and about early on in your day, hope you can stop out to the Westlake Ace Hardware Store, 9301 Santa Fe Drive in Overland Park. Between 10 and noon, I'll be out there with your chance to win a getaway to Los Angeles to watch the Boys in Blue in action, who, by the way, have been playing really good baseball. They finally won. 2 out of 3 in San Diego, took both from San Francisco, won again last night. You can go by any Westlake Ace store in the Kansas City Metro, St. Joe, Lawrence, or Warrensburg to register. No purchase necessary. You can win a trip for two to Los Angeles, including airfare, hotel, and $1,000 in cash. I'll be out there tomorrow from 10 to noon, again, at Westlake Ace Hardware in Overland Park in the Lewisburg Square Shopping Center. Come on out and say hello. Right now we're talking about what is the worst thing that's ever happened to you via voicemail, via text, and we'll throw email in there. Why not?
Sure.
Or fax or carrier pigeon. Fax. Anything that wasn't phone conversation or face-to-face.
It said go fax yourself.
576-7798 or text in 22980.
This one is upsetting. It says on Valentine's Day, the way home from work, I got a text from the wife saying, don't bother coming home. I've filed for divorce.
What?
Surely there were, like, that's not out of the blue, right? Surely there were warning signs.
There,
like,
had to be.
You knew that things weren't going well, but maybe we're going to work it out and all. Like, please tell me these things don't just go bam. Like, you're not, I love the wife.
I love
what
the
a happy
wife.
Day. Divorce. Going home and I poof. Got some chocolate. What do you mean don't come home?
And poof, divorce. 576-7798. Let's go to the phones. Joanne is in Leawood. Joanne, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Joanne, what's happened to you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, Mike, that I used to live in Grafton for 12 years.
Did you? In a suburb of Milwaukee. Did you like Grafton?
I loved it up there. We have great friends that still live there.
That was like when you go to Lambeau, that's like the last suburb of humanity before you
right.
another 2 hours to Lambeau.
Going up 43, right?
Yep.
Yep. And Rob, I wanted to tell you, you are a great personality on the radio. We love listening to you.
Thank you so much.
We love you, Rob. We do.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne. You're full of, on a long, tough, heavy week, the smiles you're bringing are great today, Joanne.
Oh, well, I'm glad to do that because I'm about to bring you down. Something that I did via email was I resigned from a job from a boss that I couldn't care less about. I had another job, and I didn't even want to call him and tell him. I didn't want to face him. So I emailed him that I had resigned, and I didn't even give notice.
Oh, my goodness. You just, boom, you emailed your resignation?
Yes, I did.
Do you regret that today, Joanne?
Not a bit. He was a jerk.
Wow.
You have a great weekend, Joanne. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
It would be easier at times, especially like quitting a job or breaking up with someone, to just go text and just go, we're not going to do that anymore.
When I was 14, I think I actually, 14, I might have been 16. I didn't know how to quit a job. It was still my first job.
Right.
And I was quitting being a dry boy at a car wash.
Okay.
Right?
I've done that job.
In Michigan, by the way, it's really cold. It sucks in the winter. But I didn't know how to quit a job because it was my first job and I'd never done that before. And I was getting a new job working at Little Caesars. Moving up in the corporate world.
No longer working at your dirty car wash.
Right? So I had to be 16, I think, to work at Little Caesars because we had to be able to cut meat or something. I don't remember. So I didn't know if I should go in and say something. I felt bad about doing it. I wrote a note and left it on my boss's desk.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then I gave 2 weeks in the note, but it was a note.
So you wrote a note. Did you fold it like you do, like a note to your girlfriend where you pull tab to open?
No. Kinda? 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it was.
You're like there with your boss. Pick a color.
Right. Go ahead. Guess what's on the inside. You lose your 2-year veteran dry monkey. All right. I'm leaving. I'm going to go toss pizza dough. Growing up, you learn how to quit jobs properly. You know how to say, hey.
Well, yeah.
You learn how to do it. Like when I would left my first radio job, I walked in, I had a tie on I was going to give my 2 weeks because you think your boss is going to get mad at you. But if it's a promotion, you know, if you're going on to a bigger radio market, like when I left Milwaukee to come to Kansas City, you think, oh, they're going to be happy for me. And pretty much most bosses are happy for you. They don't want to lose you if you're a valuable piece. But then again, if you're a piece of crap and nobody wants you around, you're like, I'm giving 2 weeks. Like, hey, what about one?
Yeah, which I'm like, you know what? That's not necessary.
You're good, buddy. We can replace you.
You just go ahead and go.
When's your shift over today? Let's go back to the phones. JT in Grandview, you're on KMBZ, buddy.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Oh, This is probably about a year or so ago. My ex and I were separated, and I had moved out, had an apartment, and it was like a month or two after I had moved out, we hadn't started divorce proceedings yet. I got a text from her that there was paperwork that she needed to have me sign, but didn't say what it was. So I go over to the house that evening, because she was working and I was working. And what the paperwork turned out was, since we were still married, I had to give her permission to get an abortion.
Oh, wow. Did this story go? Okay. All right.
Which I did. I figured, well, what am I going to do about it? I know it's not my child.
Okay. Okay.
That.
Wow.
Well, that started the divorce proceedings real fast.
Yeah, that would do it. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Oh,
that's got to hurt a little.
JT, thank you for the call. I don't know if we can top that. That's JT, tough, if man. We had a prize for you today for the worst story, that might have been it right there. Oh, my goodness. Sean and Lee's Summit, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Can you top that one, Sean?
We'll try. Yeah, basically, I was in the Army for 22 years, and the last time I was over in Iraq, I flew home on leave and called my wife from the airport up in Fairbanks, Alaska, and told her to come pick me up. Oh, get you a cab. I already left with my boyfriend.
Oh, God! Ow! My gosh. Maybe Sean could top the last call.
Oh, my Lord. There's some heartless people in this world.
My Lordy. All right.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just too nice. I just could not see doing that to someone in any way, shape, or form.
No, not as an adult. No. Not as an adult. Like, I'm sure this happens with your kids. Maybe not your son, but with kids, like teenagers, yeah. These days are texting each other, we're breaking up, or Facebook
like
message.
Like you said, when we were kids, it was notes. Right. You actually wrote notes.
Are people going to pass? Do the kids pass notes anymore in
I
school?
Think it's all texting yeah. now. Why would you bother writing a note? I don't think kids know how to write.
They just started learning cursive again.
Yeah.
Does your son know how to write in cursive?
A little bit.
How old is he?
Nine.
Okay. That's but about my, right this time my, to start, I
my
guess.
My wife teaches, she's a drama teacher in high school. And every now and then, she will get papers turned in text speech that, you know.
Oh, with LOL yes, and BTW. Yes,
exactly.
Oh, wow.
JK, and yeah. And she says when she gets it, she showed them to me before because I was like, no way. She's like, look. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like horrible handwriting. And yeah, all abbreviated and stuff. And the letter U for you and the letter R for instead of A-R-E. And she said she just gives it right back to him. It's like, I'll give you one day to rewrite this properly. If not, you get a zero.
Kids are writing in text speech.
Yes.
I'll bet that somewhere at some hippie college, text speech is a class.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it's to teach kids how to properly write with BTW and JK. Right. And oh, my gosh.
And the number two instead of T-O and yeah, all that.
You got to fit it in 140 characters.
That's right.
I can write you an entire term paper in 140 characters. I had an adult conversation I do want to throw your way coming up after we get to the news here. Also next hour, two truths and a lie. And we will get into an emergency ordinance banning topless women.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.